The market really is jumping out of the gates with the Dow up 528 points. That's 1.3%. The S&P is up 64 points. That's 1.25%. And the NASDAQ is up just about 300 points, closing in on a 2% gain so far. This may be why the U.S. economy added 175,000 jobs in April. What does that number represent? 175,000? Good? Bad? Well, it's below estimates, which means a slowdown in hiring, apparently. And to explain this is CNBC senior economics reporter Steve Leisman. Steve, yeah, it looks like a kind of a Goldilocks number, not too hot, not too cold. What do you make of it?
That's exactly the word I would have used, Wayne. It's a number that Wall Street is standing up and applauding. And the reason is because it's a slowdown from a really hot pace that we've been in, a pace that people thought was unsustainable and perhaps could have been adding to inflation by putting upward pressure on wages, or and was also indicative of an economy that was maybe running a little bit too hot. But we've slowed down to a level that is weaker, but is not in itself a weak number. In general, economists think, or demographers think, we're adding about 100,000 people to the workforce every month. So when you do more than that, you're putting stress on the labor market. It's becoming tight. Cooling down to 175 is still a strong number. If we weren't in this post-pandemic period, if we were before the pandemic and somebody said 175,000 jobs, you'd say, boom, that's strong no matter what. But cooling down from a pace of near 300,000 a month that we've been doing from the beginning of the year down to this level of 175 shows the job market is still strong, just not as strong and essentially as potentially inflationary as people thought it was. And maybe that brings forward the idea of the ability and of the Fed to cut interest rates.
Can you tell by these numbers who's hiring, Steve?
Yeah, we get a little bit of data on that. So what we have here is, healthcare has been huge. Healthcare and social assistance has been a big number. We had a bit of a slowdown in government hiring. That's been a big addition to payrolls since the beginning of the year. And that may have been because we've had better weather, and that's helped the hiring in the government sector as well. Leisure and hospitality, not so much. Retail did pretty well. The number of industries hiring, or percentage of industries hiring, is actually up just a bit from where it was before. So it's pretty widespread where the jobs are. But healthcare and social assistance is the big industry that we're watching.
All right. So as Wall Street looks for signs that'll bring inflation down, what about the wages in this report?
That was another big thing for Wall Street here. Wages were up only 0.2%. And forgive me, Wayne, sometimes I hate the business that I'm in. Obviously, everybody wants lots of jobs and lots of wages. But when you're covering Wall Street and you're looking to see what they're looking for and what makes them happy, they want to see cooler wages because, again, what they're interested in is what's the inflation outlook here and will inflation come down from that 3% to the Fed's target of 2% annually. And when you have wages coming down, it reduces inflationary pressure, makes it more likely, again, the Federal Reserve can cut interest rates, then the economy can expand from there without Fed interest rates pressing down on it.
You know, Steve, the fact that you're kind of apologizing for the whole capitalist take on this tells me what a soulful person you are. That deep down inside, you're a hippie, and you got that guitar, and you got a show coming up. I want to hear about it.
Oh, that's very kind of you to ask. So we have an important show that we do every year in Central Park, and I want to take my hat off to the fabulous people at the New York City Parks Department who let us do this and really help us make it happen. But we do a benefit every year for the Hudson Riverkeeper to help keep the river clean and clean up the river. My Grateful Dead band, the Cello Blues Band, plays there. We began it, this is our fifth annual, began in 2018 celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Grateful Dead playing in that band shell, that very same band shell, the Nomberg band shell. And we'll be doing it again on May 14th at 4:30. Come on out, and we have two sets of Grateful Dead music, all to benefit Riverkeeper.
So you're a guitarist. Are you Jerry or Bobby or Phil?
I'm the Bob Weir guy. I have a huge affinity for how innovative and interesting and fabulous he was on the guitar playing underneath the great guitarist Jerry Garcia. And by the way, Wayne, it's a free concert. It's called Free Dead in the Park.
Oh, that's even better. Love that. All right. Free love and free concerts. Fantastic. Hey, Steve Leisman, good luck with that. And thanks for your analysis on the jobs numbers, which apparently Wall Street loves as well. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Wayne.